I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Oh, man.
If you missed the morning mess this morning,
you got to help me.
Here's what you missed.
Okay, guys, time for the staycation setup. Let's all say good morning to Trisha.
Hi, Trisha.
Morning, girl.
Hi, guys.
You okay?
I've been better. I wanted to call into you guys because I love you guys, and I'm just not sure what to do.
So what's going on?
Here's the thing. I've been married to Brian for 8 years, and it's always been up and down. But, you know, I've always, like, believed in us, you know? It's just, like, we've always had, like, a trust issue.
Why is that?
Honestly, in our first year of marriage, Brian had an affair.
No way.
You know? So, you know, we went to counseling and all that, and, like, I forgave him, but I can't forget something like that. So it's kind of been hanging over our marriage for the past 7 years, and lately I'm kind of getting that feeling again. I thought you guys could help me out with this.
You're having a feeling now. Is this a feeling like you did 7-8 years ago? Is it different?
I don't know. I just don't know what's going on. I don't know. This is like a nightmare for me. Like, Brian and me, we were always like, to me, like, I just dreamed of marrying him. And
I bet.
I don't know.
That's the goal, that you go into a marriage wanting to spend forever with somebody as honest and, and as loving as possible.
Honestly, I thought that we were going to be able to reach a new chapter. We were trying to have a baby, and it's kind of like another nightmare situation. I went to the doctor, and I was told that I couldn't even have a baby. I needed a full hysterectomy. That was a year, and that was just devastating.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so sorry.
And I was hospitalized for 4 days after this procedure. So here's why I've been having that feeling. On the third night that I was there, the night nurse comes in and she's checking in on me and we're talking a little bit. I was feeling a little bit better at that point. And the nurse tells me that she was talking to Brian and she saw Brian with his sister. Now, I'm an only child and Brian has two brothers. So that's when this feeling just punched me in the gut.
So you think the side chick that he's seeing on the side actually went to the hospital?
I cannot believe someone would do that, but I have this suspicion that...
That's crazy.
Oh, my...
That he really brought...
That's like next level disrespect if he did that.
Yeah. I really want to believe that he wouldn't be that stupid, but I really have this feeling that it could be true, and I need to know.
Like, who was this woman?
I'm sorry.
So I really need to know.
I just want to make sure that you're ready for whatever could happen, because it just sounds like you have a really good case right now.
I have to be. I have to know for sure.
Well, I want to definitely be sure to relieve some of the stress for you, Trisha. You're going through a lot. And aside from everything, we do have counseling services. Even if, you know, maybe he's not cheating, you still might want to, you know, take advantage of these counseling services.
I really appreciate that. I hope it's not true, but I gotta know for sure.
Okay, well, we're going to do the staycation setup. We're going to call your husband up. We're going to offer him a free romantic hotel stay. And we're simply going to ask him who he wants to put on the reservation. And hopefully he says your name, Trisha. If he says anybody else's name, then he definitely has some explaining to do.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right, hon. Hold on right there.
Okay.
All right. Your morning mess, staycation setup up next. Okay, so we're back with the staycation setup. Trisha, you there?
Yep, I'm here.
You let us know that you suspect your husband, Brian, of 8 years, been having an affair. And simply because you have that intuition kicking in, because in that first year you guys were married, he had an affair.
Yep, exactly.
So what we're going to be doing is we're going to call him up right now and offering him a romantic weekend to see who he would like to pick on that stay. And like Natasha had said before, we have counseling services no matter what happens, okay?
Thanks, guys.
All right, let's call Brian up. Maybe this is a misunderstanding. Let's go.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello, am I speaking with Brian?
Yeah, who's this?
Hi, Brian. This is Jonathan calling from the Aurora Hotel. I've got some really awesome news for you. So you've been selected as our grand prize winner to win a free romantic weekend stay here at the hotel. It's going to include a full weekend stay in our penthouse suite. And we've also added in a honeymoon package to go along with that. So I wanted to call you up and just knock out some of those details on the paperwork.
You don't need my credit card number or anything like that.
I absolutely do not need that unless you do get room service. We don't have to worry about that. I'm going to go ahead and get started with the reservation here. I do have your name and your phone number. So my question for you is, who would you like to bring on this free romantic weekend stay with you? I can take their name down whenever you're ready.
Okay. Giselle.
I f***ing knew it.
Brian? Yeah, you already know, don't you? This is the Morning Mess on Live 101.5. This is a staycation setup. Your wife suspected you.
I can't believe it. Coward. Are you serious? He's back?
Is this the girl he was having an affair with before?
Yes.
I can't believe you, Brian. Your wife is going through some things right now. You should be by her side.
Look.
You brought her to the hospital?
I'm sorry. I don't know what you want.
You brought her to the hospital.
Yeah, she was there to support me for that.
Support you?
Why would you just?
Oh my God! So you needed support from your side chick at the hospital where your wife was getting a hysterectomy.
You're wild, dude.
Look, I'm sorry.
How long has this been happening? I mean, that's what we really want to know, and your wife really wants to know.
About 5 months.
I can't.
I don't understand. So 7 years ago, you had an affair with this lady. You don't see her for 6-7 years. And then how is she back in the picture?
We just ran into each other and...
Yeah, right. I don't believe that.
Yeah, I don't believe that either. You had to have kept in contact with her.
This makes a lot of sense. I know that you've been talking to her for more than 5 months. I can't believe that you've been doing this for this long.
Look, I'm just trying to explain myself to you and everything that's happened so far.
Yeah, I don't need your explanation. It's very clear. I am really tired of you making me feel like less than who I am. I've been putting up with shit for years and years, and I am done. I'm going home, and I'm getting all of your shit out of our house.
Hello?
I don't think she's on the line. I'm going to go ahead and offer her the counseling services.
Brian, you there?
Yeah.
Brian, what are we going to do here, man? Are you really done with this, your wife? Are you going to throw 8 years out the door? And are you trying to just start a new life with the side chick?
I was about to ask for a divorce, but when all this stuff happened, I just didn't think it was the right time.
Like your wife having to get a hysterectomy stuff?
That's terrible.
You just call it stuff like she got a cold sore.
Unbelievable. I don't...
Like, you put your wife through a lot, and you're just kind of like, whatever.
It's a complex situation, and you clearly don't understand.
Oh, gosh. Can we hang up on this guy already?
Yeah, hold on. Brian, you still there?
Yes.
I just want to make sure so we can hang up on you. Hold on.
The Morning Mess. Weekdays, 5:30 to 10 a.m.
Live 101.5.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.